Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today it's a warm day across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies. Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze, and in Haifa, the sun shines brightly. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that hundreds of Israeli and American aircraft operated simultaneously over Israel in an unprecedented air operation earlier today, with missiles and drones from Iran and Lebanon also in the mix. Also, Israel Hayom notes a crisis in Rome talks. Lebanese officials refused to discuss operational mechanisms with Israel, causing tension at the negotiation table earlier today. Also this hour, Maariv highlights a sixth consecutive Saturday of clashes near the cafe In the Alley in Jerusalem, with protesters chanting, "Israel belongs to everyone." Separately, I-24 News reveals that a top U.S. general is advocating for an off-ramp to avoid escalating tensions with Iran. And finally, Forward reports that Montenegro's tiny Jewish community is navigating uncertain times as hostility toward Israel grows. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that facing growing uncertainty, hundreds of Palestinian Christians are leaving the West Bank due to economic and security concerns. Ynet Global posted earlier today about the IDF's new Seahawk helicopter, which enhances naval capabilities, detecting threats, and saving lives. The Times of Israel reported that high-earning Israelis in tech and healthcare are emigrating in rising numbers, nearly doubling over 5 years, according to a new study. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the unprecedented air operation over Israel. Walla details that the skies were crowded as hundreds of aircraft from Israel and the U.S. coordinated maneuvers. This operation happened while Iranian and Lebanese forces launched missiles and drones. The operation highlights rising tensions in the region, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the crisis in Rome talks, Israel Hayom reports that Lebanon's refusal to discuss operational mechanisms marks a significant setback in negotiations. The Lebanese military team's opposition clashed with political leaders, reflecting deep divisions. This impasse threatens future dialogue and complicates peace efforts. Meanwhile, for the sixth straight Saturday, protests erupted near Jerusalem's cafe In the Alley. Maariv shows that demonstrators continue to clash over its operations on Saturdays. This reflects broader societal tensions over religious and cultural norms influencing local governance. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News discusses a top U.S. general's push for an off-ramp with Iran. The report suggests that military leaders seek to de-escalate tensions to avoid potential conflict. This diplomatic maneuver could shape future U.S.-Iran relations and impact Israel's security strategy. Finally, Montenegro's Jewish community faces rising hostility. Forward highlights the community's efforts to navigate increasing anti-Israel sentiment. This situation strains their cultural ties and underscores broader geopolitical tensions affecting diaspora communities. In financial news, first, Maariv Business reports that social workers in Israel, despite working under fire, face severe mental health challenges. Rising rates of secondary trauma and burnout highlight their ongoing struggles. Separately, Katek reveals that Naomi Bashkansky, a 23-year-old OpenAI researcher, has joined a startup focused on AI telepathy. This move signals growing interest in innovative tech solutions within Israel's vibrant startup scene. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a spending surge in July as Israelis have broken records with credit card use. This indicates strong consumer confidence and economic activity at the start of summer. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.